Boker Tov. We are continuing some of the halachot of Purim. So actually, it's the main discussion is going to be still regarding Parashat Zachor. I mentioned this nekuda that being that Parashat Zachor, according to almost all the poskim, and also Parashat Parah, according to many of the poskim, is the oraita. So therefore, a person when it comes to Parashat Zachor, it especially is written. Certain extra nekudot for a person to be careful about. Number one, it says the congregation is supposed to bring out the Sefer Torah that is Hayotel Kasher. And we know that there are different levels of kashrut, just as when it comes to kashrut of the food and restaurants also. Not all of them are the same level. So therefore, when it comes to Sefer Torah, Tefillin Mezuzot is also, you get what you pay for. So let me say, when it comes to Sefer Torah, Hayoter Kasher, it was written, which is much more mehudar, is supposed to be read out, to be read for Parashat Zachor. And as I mentioned, everybody is supposed to have a kavana, etc. So now, there is a question as follows. You see, even though that there is such a thing as each of the customs of the Jewish nation, have mekorot, have sources, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that, let's imagine, Sephardim should keep to the custom of the Sephardim, Ashkenazim should keep their own custom, Yemenite Jews should keep his own custom. So the Ma'aseh, there is such a thing that Asuli Mat'amim, that just as when it comes to Yitzchak Avinu, he told his son, I should make with delicacies, that this expression is used, that a person cannot satisfy himself when it comes to the food, with eating the same food every day. Every day you eat pizza, a person will eventually develop a dislike towards the pizza. So similar to this, La'avdil is an idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a different custom, different minhagim, different approaches. At the end of the day, everybody is supposed to follow the same Torah, but you're using different instruments to be able to follow the ways and the dictates of Hashem. So therefore, when it comes to over here, reading of the Megillah is written as follows. It says that an individual, that let's imagine, Tamid, he is found by Bet Knesset Shel Ashkenazim, Nachon Me'od, שיהדר לשמוע קריאת פרשת זכור שהיא מן התורה מפי שליח ציבור הקורא במבטא ספרדי. That being that, let's imagine the whole year he prays in בית כנסת של אשכנזים. So when it comes to מנחן ערבית, there is nothing wrong with it. When it comes to שחרית, however, להלך למעשה, there is going to be major difference, one of them being regarding the ברכת כהנים. In Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, if he is a Kohen, for sure he misses Mitzvah Aseh D'Oraita. Even if he is not a Kohen, to receive the Birkat Kohanim, according to many poskim, as I mentioned before, to receive the Birkat Kohanim is also Mitzvah Aseh D'Oraita. So therefore, you miss on these ideas, besides the fact that it's highly recommended for Shacharit, for sure, to pray in Beit Knesset Shel Sefaradi. When it comes to Yamim Noraim, also similar idea. Rabbi Ovadia brings Yamim Noraim, many of the Gedolei Israel, that the rest of the year would pray other, let's say, by Ashkenazim, by Yamim Noraim is highly recommended, being that also Tekiat Shofar is a little bit different during the Lachash that we do blow, etc. So over here is also a similar idea regarding a Kiryat Parashat Zachor, Alechatchila, each Kehila is supposed to follow their own custom. And so therefore, he says, V'chen le'efech, that Ashkenazim should listen to Kiryat Parshat Zachor from Ashkenaz, Bet Knesset from Ashkenazi Havara, and pronunciation, and Sephardim from Sephardi pronunciation. That's the idea of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in end of Parshat Vayechi, not end, in Parshat Vayechi, end of Sefer Bereshit. So he writes the fact that Yaakov Avinu, towards the end of his life, he gathered all of his sons, Tasfu Vagid Alachem, says that he gathered all of them together, and he says, Vagid Alachem, מה יקרה אתכם באחרית הימים. What's going to happen to you in the end of days. So over there he writes, at the end, he gave almost all of them separate bracha. Everyone was, every one of the children basically received a separate attention and separate bracha. So why is it that they all have to gather together? He says the destiny of the Jewish nation is there has to be achdut, there has to be a unity, they have to be all gathered together. But each of them has a different function. Each of them have a different role. And each of them have to be guided differently. So therefore the fact that a person cannot use it, that we are better than the other one, no. Each of the, this is the idea of Asuli Mat'amim, make me delicacies. So a person should be machshiv, his own custom, to be able to follow. And that is the importance, many, many sources to this, that Minhag Israel Torah, and the Minhagim also have